Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for meeting with me on this beautiful Tuesday morning as we begin our morning sharing God's Word together. What a wonderful opportunity that God has given us. Today, we are in Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. And this final chapter of Hosea begins with the prophet calling the people of Israel to turn away from sin and return to the Lord. The chapter concludes with the Lord's promise to heal and love Israel, followed by an exhortation to understand God's righteousness. And God's saving words for us as we begin the week are mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Return to the Lord your God, people of Israel. Your sin has made you stumble and fall. Return to the Lord and let this prayer be your offering to him. Forgive all our sins and accept our prayer, and we will praise you as we have promised. Assyria can never save us, and war horses cannot protect us. We will never again say to our idols that you are our God. O Lord, you alone show mercy to those who have had no one else to turn to. The Lord says, I will bring my people back to me. I will love them with all my heart. No longer am I angry with them. I will be to the people of Israel like a rain in a dry land. They will blossom like flowers. They will be firmly rooted like the trees of Lebanon. They will be alive with new growth and beautiful like olive trees. They will be fragrant like the cedars of Lebanon. Once again, they will live under my protection. They will grow crops of grain and be fruitful like a vineyard. They will be as famous as the wine of Lebanon. The people of Israel will have nothing more to do with idols. I will answer their prayers and take care of them. Like an evergreen tree, I will shelter them. I am the source of all their blessings. May those who are wise understand what is written here, and may they take it to heart. The Lord's ways are right, and righteous people live by following them. But sinners stumble and fall because they ignore them. And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 14, verse 9. The Lord's ways are right, and righteous people live by following them, but sinners stumble and fall because they ignore them. You know, again, as we have been studying in our Wednesday night services and in other places, when we start reading in the latter part of the Old Testament, we're reading in the prophets, especially the minor prophets, you know, this is a time in the land of Israel where the kingdom has become divided. You have Judah, and then you have the rest of Israel. Their kings are not leading the people in the way of the Lord. The priests are not leading the people in the way of the Lord, and they have sinned so badly against the Lord that they are under condemnation, and God is already sending plagues and famine and all of these things, and still they don't turn from their sin. And so now God is getting ready to send in the mighty Babylonian Empire to take them captive, to disperse the people of Israel amongst the nations, and to destroy the capital city of Jerusalem. All these things are getting ready to happen, and the people look and they see that destruction is on the way, but still they don't turn from their sin. But the thing that is so blessing, so encouraging here, that God looks at this and he knows that, you know, even though the discipline is harsh and it just seems so extreme, but the end result is that the people of Israel will turn from their idols and they will once again worship the one true God. And because of this choice, God is going to be able to bless them as a people once again. Well, let's pray. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Lord God, your ways are indeed right. Help me to follow your ways so that I may grow wise through the knowledge of your readings. Shelter me in the safety of your love. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow, we start our reading in Jonah, Jonah chapter 1, where God calls the prophet Jonah and tells him to bring a message to the people of Nineveh. And so until tomorrow then, we start this brand new book in the Word of God. May God richly bless you, is my prayer.